know war is to know that there is still madness in this world. Yet, we do what we must. I am hopeful, and I will try with best I can with everything I've got to end this battle and to return our sons to their desires. Yet, as long as others will challenge America's security and test the dearness of our beliefs with fire and steel, then we must stand or see the promise of 2 centuries come.
I'd like you to know that this is the very first meeting of this kind on the Capitol lawn. And we would like the whole world to know why we are meeting here. The President of the United States, as you know, who said he was getting elected to end the war, turned out to be very far from the truth.
Have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia. The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. The agreement will be formally signed by the parties participating in the Paris Conference on Vietnam on January 27, 1973 at the International Conference Center in Paris. The ceasefire, being the
fact that war is a game that's gone too far.
Peace.
Peace in your mind, peace on earth, peace at work, peace at home, peace in the world.
It's to try and get people orientated to think peace, like eat for peace, breathe for peace, and dance for peace, and make love for peace, you know. To just have the peace like a mantra going round and round in your head.